not only the Daf of Friday new sugya, but it's a really very different dimension of the beginning of Batsiyah. For those who are completely confused and don't know where they're coming or going in terms of Migos and something most of them Devadai, so okay, got work to do on that, but not for now. So hopefully we're going to start a brand new dimension of the sugya. Eventually we'll come back from the Migos stuff a little bit later on. But now we're focusing more on the Kinyanim aspect of the sugya, namely questions. You have two people who are tiny. One guy says, I found the talus, he found the talus. How exactly is one kind of talus in the first place? When you find a davar shemetzia, davar shel hefker, what mechanism is necessary in order to affect the kinyan in the first place for them to even become bali dinim? So the Gemara comments on the lashon of the Mishnah that the Mishnah seems to be redundant. Zeh me'ani mitzasiyah, v'zeh mitzasiyah, zeh me'kulashli, zeh kulashli, kul and mitzasiyah, the same thing. So by saying mitzasiyah, that's tantamount to saying it's my object. By saying it's fully my object, that's the equivalent of saying that I found it. So what's the difference? Why does the Mishnah waste extra words in telling us seemingly the same story? So the Gemara has a few different possibilities. We're going to get to a whole other series of possibilities a little bit later on. But for the purpose of today's sugya, so the Gemara says that the reason for the apparent redundancy in the Mishnah is to offset what would have possibly been a mistake in Havamina. The Gemara says that if the Mishnah would have just said, I found it, I would think that the word motzei means to find. I saw. Because I see a mitzia on the floor, I see it, I say, oh, that's mine, that's it. I'm kind of beriya bi'alma. I could have made a case that a person is kind of mitzia just by seeing it. So tana kula shali de bria lo kani. Therefore, the Mishnah felt the necessity to say, don't be mistaken to think that the word mitzasiya means reisi. It's not true. The bottom line is, you're not kind of mitzia until you actually pick it up. That's the shakmatai in the Gemara. Then the Gemara just goes a little bit on a tangent. Is that really true? What does the word mitzasiya mean? Does it mean something different in chumish and lashon? Okay, so those are the technical details. But the bottom line is that the thrust of the Mishnah, the point of the Mishnah, the apparent redundancy in the Mishnah, is just to drive home this point that the correct method of being kind of a mitzia, not the only method of being kind of a mitzia, is through picking it up, not through merely seeing. So re'iyah is not considered to be a kinyan. So if I had to ask you, what conclusion do we walk away with from a mitzia dabeis? So the answer is very, very simple, that re'iyah is not a kinyan. One is not kind of a mitzia, we're just merely looking at it. Atkan tivriya gemara. So the Rishonim are bothered, not that they're bothered that this din is not true. Of course this din is true. They're bothered that it's so obvious true, so obvious that this is the case, that why do you have to waste the time and the days of an afim but mitzia confuse us with a double lashon, a diok and a mishnah, reading the mishnah, to teach me this equation? I couldn't have figured it out on my own. I wouldn't know that re'i is not a kinyan. Why in the world would anyone have said that re'i is a kinyan? I have mishnayas, mamash around the corner. Some yeshivas never make it to Daf Tes, so they don't never get to those mishnayos. But our yeshivas, Baruch Hashem, we have grandiose plans this year. We may actually make it to Daf Tes. Maybe June's month, maybe next year's month. Come to Rishayim, in the Ramban's yeshiva, they made it to Daf Tes. Comes the Ramban and asks, I don't understand. What's the good one bring us a cup that I would have thought that Re'i is a Kenyan? There are two Befeish mishnayos, later, a little bit later on the Perek, that teach us explicitly that Re'i is not a Kenyan. What are the two mishnayos? No, little Chazara. Rav Chazar, those learned all the Mishnayos, those finished the first pack. What? Okay, so one case is you have a person who's walking on the way, and he sees a mitzia. And oh, is that a Kapaldika mitzia over there? Right, I see a great mitzia. You know, it's hard for me to get over there. I'm having a little trouble walking. So I ask my friend, listen, do me a favor. You go over there and pick up that mitzia and bring it over to me, and you'll pick up that mitzia on my behalf. So the Mishnah says the guy is a big tzaddik, the shaliach, it's a real heil tzaddik. He goes ahead, he picks up the mitzvah, and then he's not such a big tzaddik. He turns around to the original guy and he says, listen, I don't want to give it to you. It's worth a lot of money. I'm going to keep it for myself. So I say, didn't tell you where that goes on. The Mishnah about mitzvah talks about who gets it. The first guy gets it. The second guy gets it. What's the bottom line? Who gets it? The second guy gets it. The first guy wasn't kind of. The first guy wasn't kind of the mitzvah. So frak the Ramban, why not? The first guy was ready the mitzvah first. Zetman from God, you see from here, no pun intended, that Re'i is not a Kenyan. So it's Mamash, black and white. How can you be any clearer than that? You see, Befarish, that Re'i is not a Kenyan. Just in case you weren't convinced by that Mishnah, there's another Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? What's the other Mishnah? A guy's walking on the way, and he sees this Mitzia, and he decides that the way to be kind of Mitzia is to tackle the Mitzia. So he goes, jumps on it, Mamash falls on top of the Mitzia, Mamash tackles the Mitzia down. What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say? Someone else can call the own Gevara out of here, tackle him, push him out, and go pick up the Mitzia. He tackled the Mitzia. what is that? Tackling is not a kinyan. The field is not a kinyan. Where does it say you fall on something? It's a kinyan. So the Gemara is a whole discussion. Well, wait a second. It's Talam. It's not Talam. It's kinyan. Another discussion. Another time and place. But the Nefila clearly was not a kinyan. So Frek the Rabban, good. Zozai Nefila wasn't a kinyan, but Re'iyah should have been the kinyan. The fact that he saw the Metziah, isn't that enough of a kinyan? So the answer is obviously not. Obviously the Mishnayas are assuming, it's such a Nilsa de Peshitta, that Re'iyah is not a kinyan, that you have two Mishnayas that are working on that assumption. The two Mishnayas are working with that assumption, then working with complications of, well, I saw it and you went to pick it up, you picked it up for me, you picked it up for yourself, etc. But I saw it and I fell on it, I was Kavan, not Kavan. But the underlying premise of both Mishnayos is that Re'iyah itself is for sure not a kinyan. If Re'iyah was a kinyan, if this equation was not right, then those two Mishnayos would fall by the wayside. This is the Ramban's kasha. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban gives a textual answer. You know what his answer is? Three words. Of course. We would know this on our own. There's no question we could have figured this out. If we didn't have the Diuk and Davbeis and Mamatziah, we could have figured it out. So why does the Mishnah and Davbeis teach us something that we already know? Says the Ramban, Kachi Derech HaMishnayis B'Kama Kemes. When the Mishnah is not really going out of its way, the Mishnah is not elaborating. If you'd have a whole Mishnah, 30 lines in a Mishnah teaching us something that I already know around the corner, that would be unnecessary. That would be a waste of our time. But here, all the Mishnah threw in was with good luck, Kulishali, Zema Kulishali. So you're right, you don't really need Zekom Kulishali. I could have figured it out on my own, but it didn't, no big sweat, a couple of extra words, a little bit more ink, Rav Yehuda Nosi spent a little more ink on the Mishnah, and one or two extra words, and it just reinforces what we know from later, Zolzai. You're not going to have a whole Mishnah to repeat, a whole Shtickle Torah in the Mishnah to repeat something that I know for the next line, but if it's anyway, Derech Agav, Kachi Derech HaMishnahayis B'Kamakamis. So basically, according to the Ramban says, Dinochinami. Basically, the Ramban sticks to Dinochinami, that those two Mishnayas are proof positive of this equation. So according to the Ramban, in the heart of hearts, you don't really need Be'ezim and Alf to teach us this. Re'i is not a Kinyan because it's obvious from later. Then says the Ramban, maybe one could have made a case that our Mishnah disagrees with the two Mishnayas later on. Maybe it's Machlekes HaTanoim, Machlekes Mishnayas. If the Mishnah would have just said, Zeh Omer Ani Mitzasiyah, so one could have said, aha, why did the Mishnah say Mitzasiyah? Why didn't the Mishnah say Higbatiyah? I picked it up because the Mishnah held that you don't really need Hagbah. Really Mitzasiyah, really Re'i is good enough. This Mishnah later on, it's not the first, not last Machlekes in Shas. So it could be it's a Machlekes HaTanoim. So Kamash Malon, the Mishnah just threw in the extra couple of words, Zeh Mekulashli, just to teach me, don't make a case. Like, don't tell me your Shtip, don't tell me your Bubba Maitza that this is Machlekes HaTanoim, because Alibi the MS for E is not a Kinyan. So these are very stylistic, textual kinds of approaches that the Ramban's taking, just to explain why the Mishnah had to go out of its way to teach us this halacha of Re'i not a Kinyan, even though we already know it. So one answer the Ramban is, it's just repeating something we already know, but since it's not taking up too much time or space, so we're okay with that textually. And the Eidish Lama says, Ramban, the Mishnah just wants to be absolutely clear that you don't blow it and don't think this is Machlekes HaTanoim. But push comes to shove, says the Ramban, what's the real mocha for Ian not being a Kenyan? There are two absolute Mishnayas, Belishim Sofi. One is the case of Misha Omar, L'chaveiroi, L'hagbiya, that Mishnah. And the other one is Misha Nofal, Al HaMetziah. Both of these Mishnayas prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, says the Ramban, that the Ri is not a Kenyan. Ad kan divrei Ramban. I mean, it's not normal, it's possible. I mean, it could be. It's possible. So the Mishnah just went out of its way to for that. Again, I wouldn't make too much of the Ramban. This is not a grandiose halachic statement of the Ramban. There's just a bunch of text in the Gemara. However, which great Rishon doesn't hold this way? Which great Rishon on the Daf doesn't hold this way? Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, I would have made a great case to say the Alma Diktana Mitzasiya. I would have made a case to say the Chomokam Shoshanino Shemotzi Mitzia Kana. Havamina de Mitzia Kani Labishas Re'iyah. I would have thought that. I would have made this the Havamina Gemara. Rashi is explaining. Then Rashi adds on, the lo ashmein and shum tana the lo koni lo elag bagba, v'hochi ashmein and hocha mi mishni yaseira. Rashi takes the Gemara mamish at face value, that that I really, honest to goodness, would have said that Re'iyah is a kinyan in the realm of Aveid, in the realm of Metzias. Re'iyah is mamash a kinyan, and there's no Mishnah Fakir. Says Rashi, I challenge you in Shas. Rashi is taking you to the challenge. Not so simple. You're going to challenge. You're going to take Rashi's there. Rashi says, I challenge you in Shas. There's no Mishnah in Kol HaShas that says Fakir. This is the only source in Mishnayos to tell me that Re'iyah is not a kinyan. There is no Mishnah throughout Shas. So you start to think, wow, Rashi can make such a statement. There's no Mishnah in Shas. They say from Reb Chaim, once somebody was saying over something, they were quoting a Taisus, and Reb Chaim says, there's no such Taisus. So the guy said, it says in Taisus, Reb Chaim says, no such Taisus. So somebody asked Reb Chaim, Rabbeinu, you know every single line, every single Taisus in Shas? So what did Reb Chaim say?
No.
Reb Chaim said, no. But Taisus couldn't have said such a silly thing. That's what Reb Chaim said. I don't know if you said the word silly, that was my addition. Taisus couldn't have said it. Reb Chaim knew the Bali Taisus so well that it's not shayach for Taisus to say such a thing. So Rashi, on both fronts, Rashi knew Shas so well that there cannot be a Mishnah that could say such a thing. And number two, Rashi knew the Metzius. Rashi said, I'm telling you there's no Mishnah. Rashi's better than all the searches and all the Narishkeit searches. Rashi's better than them all. But still, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, with the Moshe's, no? You know the story? With Miseh and the Komashi Yado. Know that someone asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky about how many times it says Moshe in the Torah, so he said right away. So they did a search, and they told me it was off by two, that there were two more, and he said, no, you're wrong. He said, the computer shows up the word Miseh as Moshe, and Kol Baal Mashe Yado as Moshe, but they're only, went back and said, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is right. So Rashi is better than all the silly computer searches in the world. The Rashi tell you, Losh Midin Shum Tana, that Re'i is not Kaina. Losh Midin Shum Tana, listen, I don't preface that Bekiyas and Mishnais and Kalim, but the Mishnah of Metziah, it's the next Mishnah. Rashi says, Losh Midin Shum Tana, there's no Mishnah. And I said, I didn't just read you two Mishnais. Misha Omla Chavel, like, isn't this Mishnah assuming it's Deva Pasha and Re'i is not Kenyan? Isn't Misha Nofal Al Metziah assuming it's Deva Pasha and Metziah and the Re'i is not a Kenyan? Who's Rashi? Rashi's pulling that leg. Rashi telling us, Losh Midin Shum Tana, there's no such Tana. The Ramban didn't say that. The Ramban said there absolutely is a Tana. There are two Tanoim, two Mishnayas. The Ramban just explained why, even though we still need that Mishnah for stylistic reasons. Rashi makes it just all encompassing statement, Losh Midin Shum Tana, the Chur is not right. So, Akorchach, Rashi is alluding to something much deeper than what meets the surface, as Rashi usually does. Something much more profound in between those lines of Rashi. What is Rashi saying? Losh Midin Shum Tana. Rashi's saying, of course, you're going to tell me I don't know these Mishnayos. Rashi says, I never learned Shnei Mechzin. I'm just writing in the vase without having known Daf Tes. Sometimes you see a guy who says, Hoshti Gotar and something, because they just read the next word. Like the famous Tui Shiru Bacham, they're sitting and learning Perek HaPorah. So, Shosh Anogach Es HaPorah. Shosh Anogach Es HaPorah. So, one asks the other, why does it say Shosh Anogach Es HaPorah? It's to say Shosh Anogach Es HaShor. So for an hour and a day and a week, a whole month, they're out of Shilotaris. Why does it say Parah? Then they get to the next line of the Mishnah. What does it say? He said, V'nimtza Ubra B'tzida, because the Parah miscarried. So generally speaking, male Shvarim don't miscarry. Only Parah is miscarry. So sometimes if you read the next line, you'll figure out what the story is. So too over here, Rashi says, I also read the next line, and I still didn't figure out the next story. You know why? Because there's nothing in either one of these two Mishnahis that's compelling. That is not a kinyan. Why? As the Balei Taisus has already explained. Taisus already explains in the bottom of the Beis HaMinhag. Taisus says, these are different. These Mishnayos are very, very different. You know why? Because here, the person is not having in mind to be kind of a Re'iyah. Here, the person clearly wants to be kind of with Hagvah, or with something else, Haraya. He tells his friend to go pick it up. Why did he tell his friend to pick it up? Why didn't he just say, Hinni Mucham Zumram Kaina with Re'iyah? Or in the next Mishnah, Misha Nochel, was he falling in the Metziah for? Why did he just have it wanting to be cut with the Riyah? Zeman Fandor says, Rashi says, Tosfos, that these Mishnayos are different. These are not Riyahs that Riyah is not a Kenyan. These don't prove anything, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Riyah, Efshur, Riyah is a Kenyan. It could be, it's possible that Riyah is a Kenyan. I don't have any proof. Losh Midin Shum Tana, only Beis HaMinhag Metziah is the only source in all Shas, all Mishnayos, that Riyah by Metziah is not a Kenyan. These Mishnayos, the person is not having in mind to be kind of with Re'iya. That's why they're not kind of. But Leitzu, the guy would have in mind to be kind of Re'iya. Of course, Re'iya would be a kinyan. At Kan Divrei Taisus, and that's no question in my mind that Shitas Rashi is not. So Rabbi said, we just developed a whole new Yisoid here. We have a no brand new Yisoid now in this Yisoidim, in Rashi and Taisus. Namely, you could have theoretically an institution of a kinyan, which is a valid kinyan. It's a good kinyan. There's only one with this kinyan. It's 100% black kosh l'mahadim kinyan. But if you are planning on doing something else and not invoking this kinyan, you're not going to. Not that you don't want to be kind of the object. I do want to be kind of the object. I want to buy the object. I want to be zarchen mitzia, but I want to do it through a different way. I want to do it through hagba. I want to do it through nefila. I want to do it through standing on my head. I got other plans on how to do it. So we're saying, wait a second. Re'i is 100% kinyan, possibly. Re'i is a good kinyan, but if you don't have in mind to invoke it, that's not going to work. So according to Tosis and according to Rashi, that yisoid is ringing out in Daf Beis and Aleph and Mitzvah. According to Ramban, the Gemara doesn't say a word about this. The Gemara's not even talking about this topic. But according to Rashi and Tosis, the Gemara is saying, this yisoid, in between the lines of that Gemara, that you can have something that's objectively a kinyan, re'i as a kinyan, and it still won't work without the proper kavanah. How did Rashi Tosis come off to say such a thing? Where does he say such a thing? Vishtate such a yisoid. So it's based on the very Gemara of what? Nishan of Alam Mitzia. Comes the Gemara later on, hopefully we'll talk about this a lot later on in the year if we get there. The Gemara asks a major question, a bomb question, on Mishnah of Alam Mitzia. Mishnah says, if you fall the Mitzia, tackle the Mitzia, somebody else bumps you off and takes the Mitzia away. You're not kinyan, because you never picked it up. In fact, the Gemara, isn't there another kinyan called kinyan what? Kinyan Dal Amas. Isn't there a din if I'm walking the street and there's another hefker there, and I'm within Dal Amas of that object, aren't I kinyan with a kinyan Dal Amas? Isn't there a kinyan that everybody knows? Ayba Amish Lalam Kanis Lalam Chalakim. Everybody knows that. Ayba Amish Kanis Lalam Chalakim. So, fact the Gemara, how could it be that the Mishnah says, you fall in Mitzvah, you're not kinyan because you didn't do Agba, but you did Dal Amish? So comes the Gemara and concludes and says, if the guy would have wanted to be kinyan with Dal Amish, so he would have been kinyan with Dal Amish. From the fact that he's Noifel HaMitzvah, that's Megala, he doesn't really want to be kinyan with Dal Amish. So he's talking about kinyan with Dal Amish. Later on, even though he wants to be kind, there's no question. I want to be kind of the object. It's my whole goal. I'm tackling the Mitzvah because I dafka wanted to be kind of it. But since I wanted to be kind of using a different mechanism than the correct mechanism is Dal Amas. That mechanism I didn't want to use. Mefila is an incorrect mechanism. I end up losing. I'm Kerech Mekan Mekan. I lose on both sides because there's a Yisrael Nochus Kinyonim that you have to be Mechavin to that mechanism of Kinyon. That's the effect of one Halacha. So comes Tosfos, comes Rashi, and just borrowed that Gemara and said, well, just as the Gemara says that you need Kavana, the Kinyan Dal Amas, that's a Beferish Gemara. Chari, you can't argue with that. You need Kavana for Kinyan Dal Amas. With the Nami, you need Kavana for Kinyan what? Or Kinyan what? The make believe Kinyan Ria. Right? So just because the Mishnah says that you weren't Kaina with Ria, that doesn't mean Ria is not a Kinyan. That just means you're not Kaina because you didn't have the right Kavana. So that comes out according to Rashi and Tosfos.
Are they saying you need a kavana for the Dal Amas? You can't have an opposing kavana.
Well, that's what it means. It means, yeah. Okay, let's assume that it means that you're right. I should say it a little bit better. That if you have opposing kavana, I'm not interested in being kavana with Dal Amas. By falling on the object, I'm being megala that I don't really want to be kavana with Dal Amas. That's a problem. Okay.
I'm just being kavana with Dal Amas. So you're seeing the object.
I'm seeing the object from 40 feet away, so Re'i is not a kinyan, but Dal Amas is a kinyan. Okay? So again, so we have basic question in Asugya. The Gemara all of a sudden is discovering in America that Re'i is not a kinyan. The Rishonim asks, when we were discovering America, we know it from later on. So the Ramban says, we taka do, in Achinami, textual answers. The Rashi and Tosfos are saying, no, we taka don't know it, because you can be deicha both of these rayas based on the notion of the requirement of kavanah. Obviously, the Ramban didn't want to go that route. The Ramban was very weary of applying that Gemara, that lack of Kavana, to Daf Beis in Bava Metzia. What's the issue going on in Asugya? Arashi Taisus, right? Is there such a halacha that, is there such a possibility, a theoretical possibility, Re'i is a kinyan, yet lack of Kavana is going to ruin it? It sounds like such a concept exists. It sounds like Taisus didn't make it up. They just borrowed it from the Kinyan Dal Amas. So how can we approach this topic? How do we approach this topic? We're reading a Taizim of Mitzvah Dav Beis. We see Rashi's going that route. Taizim's going the route. Ramban's shying away from that route. But the question that we're really asking ourselves is, what is the nature of this halacha that something is potentially a Maisa Kinyan? This goes way beyond Mitzvah Dav Beis. Something is potentially a Maisa Kinyan, and yet if you indicate that you don't really want it to be kinyan, somehow you're not kinyan. How would we even begin to tackle this problem? Where would we have to go? We're not going to find the answer that day's moment. See, we're going to find the answer, obviously. Huh? But we're going to find the answer with the sugya here. This is the sugya. This is the extrapolation of the sugya, but this is the real sugya. So we got to go back to the beginning of Bamitziah, back to the Dafyun and Bamitziah, wherever Daf is on. Where Daf is on? Dafyun? Mm-hmm. You keep on making that up. Okay, Dafyun and Bamitziah. And get a better, clear understanding of what kind of halacha is this. That you have to have kavana for the kinyan. And if you have negative kavana, some of the kinyan doesn't work. What's pshat? What's going on? So there's a major machlekes here rishonim on this sugya. The Chidushiran quotes. Everyone saw Chidushiran? He quotes machlekes, two opinions in the rishonim about basic fundamental question, how to understand this halacha of kavanas kinyan in this context. Does this make any sense to you? That you have to have in mind the mechanism of kinyan? If you never wrote the Chidushiran, would that make any sense to you? So some Rishonim say, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Because after all, don't you need Kavana to affect the Kinyan? What if I pick something up and I don't want to be Kinyan? Am I Kinyan something about Korchi? Can I be Kinyan something if I'm not aware that I'm being Kinyan? What's the answer? Obviously not. How do I know that? Maybe it's Gemara Yevamos in the fifth parak. What does the Gemara say? Oida b'nechse gev v'chsav v'shalayhu. Who remembers? What's nixi ager? Say, have a ger, shemeis, ve'en lo yorshim. So all this property becomes hefker. So whenever you see the phrase in halacha, nixi ager, shemeis, that's like tenth amount of saying hefker. So there's nixi ager sitting here. There's a piece of land that belongs to a ger, shemeis, ve'en lo yorshim. So it's technically a sadashal hefker. It happens to be bordering my land. I didn't look exactly where the survey is, exactly where my borders are. I thought I'm on my land. So I'm digging and I'm working, and I'm planting, I'm doing whatever I'm doing in this piece of land, thinking that it's my land. I didn't even think this is where the ger's border starts. I didn't realize where the fence was. And lo and behold, an hour later, somebody says, oh, guess what? You were working on the ger's land. You did a kiddush chazak on the ger's land. So I'm so happy. I think, well, Baruch Hashem, I was just zaycha in the land. What does the Gemara Yevamos say? If a person is working on the nixi ager and he's doing a kinyan chazoka, he's improving the land. Chazoka is a kinyan. So he's kinda, he did a maisa kinyan. Chazoka is a perfect kinyan, but he wasn't even cognizant of the fact that he's trying to be kinyan. He didn't even realize what's flying because he thought it was his already. He didn't realize he has to be kinyan. So the Gemara says, "Pamali, you're not kinyan." Just because you go through the method of kinyan, if you don't have kavanas kinyan, you're not kinyan. So come a group of rishonim and say, that's exactly what's going on over here. I did a maisa kinyan. I did a kinyan da'al amas, but I didn't have in mind to be kinyan, so I'm not kinyan. So one group of rishonim makes this dinyan, just as is like kana. So too, this case of nafla metziah is not kinyan. Just as over here you require kavanas kinyan, so to over here you require kavanas kinyan. So one group of rishonim makes that dinyan. Which rishonim are that? Which rishonim makes that dinyan? Quotes the Ran quotes the Rashba. Now the Emes says by our Rashba we don't have that, but the Ran quotes in the name of the Rashba that dinyan. What's the problem with that dinyan? What's the problem with that comparison? What do you mean? Say clear. You have in mind to have a kinyan, you just don't have in mind what?
You don't have that kinyan.
Oh, there's a tremendous difference, Dr. Ron. What are you talking about? What's the Rashba talking about? What kind of comparison between these two cases is it? Over here, in the case of Eidav Nechsegir, the guy doesn't want to be kind of a chlau. He's not interested in being kind of. Why? Not because he doesn't want to be kind of. He doesn't even know he can be kind of. He's not even on his radar screen to be kind of. He thinks it's his own field. There's no difference in Nechsegir. So in the case of Yevamah, stuff and get bays and get whatever daf it's on, there's a lack of kavanas kinyan legamre. Over here, in Nafla Metziah, there's no lack of kavanas kinyan. There's a lack of what? There's a lack of kavanas. Kavanas of what? There's a chisaron. Here there's a chisaron of kavanas kinyan. Here there's a chisaron of kavana for that particular maisa kinyan. He doesn't realize that Da'al Amas is a kinyan. He's not trying to invoke kinyan of Da'al Amas because he's falling on the Metziah, thereby indicating he doesn't want that Maisa kinyan. Zakhtaran, the name of Yesh Omrim, what's the connection of the Gedev between these two cases? So we can't extrapolate from Yevamah Stachman Beis to Nafal Metziah. There's nothing to do with each other. So Im Kain, we're back to square one. So then what's the pshat? So Tachla, so what's the pshat in Baba Tzidah Daf Yud? Why should it be? The Gemara says per mole that if a person falls down on the Mitzia, he's not koina. Why? But he wants to be koina. Ah, he's missing Maisa Kinyan, so therefore what? What kind of halach is that? It's not a chisorn in the Das Kinyan. It's a chisorn in the Maisa Kinyan, therefore what? So Zokhtaran, the Shemi Yeshurman says, this kash was so overwhelming that whole group of Rishonim said, you're right, Mechinami. There is no such din that you have to have kavanah for that particular Maisa Kinyan. The only reason why the Gemara says it over here is because of the unique nature of the kinyan that we're talking about. We're talking about a kinyan of what? Of Dalat Amas. Kinyan Dalat Amas is only kinyan derabanan. And therefore what? There's a rule in dinim derabanan, takonas hachamim. Sometimes the hachamim make takonas to benefit a particular person. Sometimes the nature of the takana was, we want to help out Reuben. Reuben needs a little bit of a boost, needs a little bit of help. We're going to help out Reuben. We're going to help out Tzar. We're going to help out Shimon. We're going to help out Leah. We're going to make a special takana to help an individual. What if that person says, listen, do me a favor, Yevshiba Takanas Chachamim, and don't do me any favors, don't make the Takanas for me, I can be Meichel at the Takana. If the Takana was made for your benefit, I can't be Meichel on your money, but if there was a specific Takanas Chachamim that was instituted for my good, for my benefit, I have a right to be Meichel at that Takana. That's called the Yevshiba Takanas Chachamim. What's the famous example of that? Eini Zenis Veini Yaisen. The halach is that the Chachamim set up, the Torah set up, part of it maybe, the bottom, whatever it is, the halacha requires that there's a mutual obligation when a couple gets married. So the woman is going to whatever work the woman does, the salary is going to go. My Sadam is going to go to the husband, but in return for that, he's going to feed her. He has to provide her with her needs. So he's mechuyav in mezaynus, and she has to take whatever money she makes. And my Sadam goes to him. That's the setup that's supposed to be. Whose benefit is that takana for? Who are we trying to help? Financially, a couple gets married in the olden days. Most women didn't have jobs, so who's in a more vulnerable position? The wife, obviously. So the Chachamim made a special takana to protect the wife's interest. Okay, listen, we want to make sure she doesn't starve in the marriage. How much money she's going to make anyway? So whatever ma'aseh yadayim, whatever little wool that she spins or something, she makes a little bit of a sell some shekels on the side. Whatever she does, so that money will go to the husband, but he's got to support her. Got to give her 3 meals a day. So the takana was made primarily for her benefit. What if you have a very unique situation that she comes to her husband and says, listen, b'chilas kavaycha, you know, I'm a neurosurgeon. I'm making a couple more dollars than you. You know, you're still scrounging around doing whatever you're doing. I think it would be best in this particular unique situation, I prefer, listen, I'll keep my salary, thank you very much, and I'll buy pizza for myself at night. You don't have to buy take me to the pizza store. I'll pay for my own pizza, but I'll keep the extra money. So she makes a cheshbon. You know, pizza gets a little expensive these days, but neurosurgeons still make a few dollars these days. Okay, you know, it's worth a while. Can she do that? Can she not do it? The Gemara says, yeah, she can do it. You know why? Because the takana was made to Tamasa. What if the husband says to her, listen, I want to change the takana? So that he can't do it. The takana wasn't made for his sake. It was made for her sake. So there's a cloud goblin, takana sachamim. So you have to identify who the recipient of the takana was, and that person can be Michael the takana. Who did they make the takana of Dalan Hamas for? They might have wanted to make it easier for who? For the Moitzi Aveda. For someone to be Zeichim in a Hefker. So the guy says, listen, rabbis, don't do me any favors. I don't need your favors, Rabbanim. Shimon or Rabbi said, listen, you do other things, you work on your day. I don't need your Cheshim Mishma. I'll be cutting things the way I want. I don't need Dalan Hamas. Because of day, you don't want to be cutting Dalan Hamas. Don't be cutting with Dalan Hamas. So Zok Niran, that's all the Gemara says in the view. The Gemara says in the realm of Kinyanim de Rabbanon, if you want to be Mevater, you want to be Meichel on a kinyan that was instituted with Tavas Cha, because of that, you could be Meichel. But what if the kinyan that would be in question would be a kinyan de Raisa? So kinyan de Raisa, you're kinyan because you're kinyan, finished. As long as you have Kavana, it's kinyan. If you're lacking Kavana's kinyan, that's Chisarn in the Das Kinyan Bechlau, then for sure it's not going to be kinyan. But if you have proper Das Kinyan, you just Chisarn in the Kavana's Meisa Kinyan, Machbatli. So Lu Yitzu, you would do a kinyan deraisa, whatever that kinyan deraisa is. You do a kinyan deraisa and you didn't realize it was a kinyan, and you thought you'd been kinyan with something else. Big deal, Zokhtaran, you're still kinyan. It's not a kinyan deakarcha, because you want to be kinyan. So we have a major machlekes from the Kotz LaKotz, the Rashi and the Ran, where the Ran's quoting from the Rashi. The Rashi and the Ran, how to understand the ABCs of that Gemara Dav Yud. Is the Gemara saying some basic halacha that permeates all kinyanim? That a chisaron in das maisa kinyan is tantamount to a chisaron in kavanas kinyan. It's all the same thing. This is a lack of das kinyan. and the svar permeates kinyan derais and kinyan derabana. What's the Gemara saying? Yeah, shmel. This kinyan of Dal Hamas, not such a chash for kinyan anyway. It's a good 2x0 kinyan. It's not kinyan derabana of Dal Hamas. If you can knock off easily, as long as the guy's not interested in getting. See now, Rabbi Sai, knowing that machloek is in the Rashi and the Ran, we have to go back to Beis and Bamitzir. So we have a machloek that we showed him here developing in the Shach of Tyre Gemara about. Do we see from these two Mishnayos that Re'iyah is not a kinyan? This is the way the Ramban learned. But do you say no? That it could be that Re'iyah is a kinyan? And these are different because, Kavanas, Maisa Kinyan. This is the approach of Rashi and Tosfos. But they say, knowing what we know about the Machlekes, the Rashba and the Ran later on, what will that take be in that base? Is Rashi and Tosfos right that we can apply the Sugyan Davyud to this Re'iyah Kinyan story? Or is the Ramban right that somehow that doesn't play out over here? What's the issue depend on, Rabbi Say? It's a twofold question. Number one, who's right on Daf Yud? The rice is in their abundance. But what's the question on Daf Beis? The Gemara is discussing Re'iyah being a Kenyan. The Gemara is talking back and forth. Is Re'iyah a Kenyan? Is Re'iyah no a Kenyan? The pros and cons. Stop. I want to ask one question. Are we in the realm of the rices? Are we in the realm of their abundance? I want to know, Luyatsuri is a Kinyan. The Gemara hadn't entertained the possibility. At one stage, the Gemara thought Re'iyah is a Kinyan. I'll tell you a secret, there's a Gemara later on about Matzia that once again may bring back Re'iyah as a Kinyan, and there may be some Rishon and Taisus who may even say Re'iyah may even be a partial Kinyan. So Re'iyah is still on the radar screen. It's not totally blown out of the water yet. Re'iyah may still be a Kinyan. At one stage, the Gemara thought Re'iyah is a Kinyan. The Gemara thought it's a Kinyan derais or a Kinyan derabbanan. The Gemara thought it's like Dalet Hamas, or the Gemara thought it's like Hagbol, like a real Kinyan Gomel Min HaTorah. If the Gemara thought that it's only a kinyan derabbanan, that was the whole shock with the Gemara, it's a kinyan derabbanan, then no matter how you slice it in that yud, Rashi and Tosfos are right. That these Mishnayos are not really indicative of anything. The Mishnayos don't really prove anything because you can easily be daich like Rashi and Tosfos. Re'iyah is a kinyan, it's a kinyan derabbanan, but there's no kavanas ma'aseh kinyan. So therefore they're not trying to hear. So Rashi and Tosfos' flow are correct. If you tell me though the issue of Re'iyah being or being not a kinyan is an issue of the love of the araisa, so then, according to Hefter Rishonim and Avyud, whenever there's a Kinyan Deraisa, this whole Svar Rashi and Tosfos falls by the wayside. This line of Le'iyah Kavanas Ma'aseh Kinyan doesn't mean anything. It's a meaningless statement in the realm of Kinyan Deraisa. So perhaps those who are learning the Gemara in the Beis like the Ramban, that the Gemara didn't want to go that route of Le'iyah Kavanas Ma'aseh Kinyan, if you make two assumptions, that would make a lot of sense. If you assume, number one, that Svar of Le'iyah Kavanas Ma'aseh Kinyan only applies for Kinyan Derabanan, and that's assumption number one. Assumption number two is that Re'iyah is not a kinyan on a level of derabbanan. It's a kinyan on a level of derais if it exists. So then I understand full well why the Rabban didn't want to go that way. So the bottom line is we have machlekes and mishnayim and the beis whether that svar of kinyan dal amas leikah kavanas ma'aseh kinyan is going to play out in the discussion of Re'iyah being or being or not a kinyan. So we have two factors that are combining together. We don't know whether Re'iyah is a kinyan derais or a kinyan derabbanan. And we have machlekes and mishnayim back on Daf Yud, whether the svar of leikah kavanah of ma'aseh kinyan is something which is limited to their bonus and their isis. So Daf Yud, we know all the information we need. Machlekes around the Rashba, there's nothing else we could say about it, at least right now. Maybe later we'll have more to say. But we can still talk a little bit more Daf Beis. We can still go back to the Re equals kinyan story and raise another question. Assuming that this equation is correct, we don't know whether it's correct or not. If it's correct, is it their isa? Is it derabbanan? What is the issue in Asugis? This is all an introduction. This is all hour of Shia, just to get to the basic question you have to ask yourselves. Re'iyah is a kinyan, not a kinyan. All of a sudden, the Gemara is pukling. The Habamid, it wasn't a kinyan, it's not a kinyan. Later, the Gemara says it is, it's not a. I want to know, what's the issue? What's the deal? What's the sikhsuch in the Gemara? Is this some kind of a shiloh on a level of derabbanan? That we made up kinyan Re'iyah, or we didn't make up kinyan Re'iyah? Or is this on a level of the araisa that somehow there's a real bona fide potential kinyan out there called the kinyan Re'iyah? That's the real issue in our sugya. According to Rashi and Tosfos, there's no Mishnah that says that Re'iyah is not a kinyan. No, I'm saying before our Mishnah, there's no other Mishnah that says it. Rashi says There's no other Mishnah in Shas that tells us Riyah is not a Kenyan. Either a Mishnayis that say Beferish Riyah is not a Kenyan. So Rashi does the Daicha. No, those Mishnayis mean you wouldn't have Kavanas Kenyan. So you see that Rashi and Tosfos are using that Svar of Dalad Amas Kenyan vis-a-vis Kenyan Riyah. So that either means that Rashi and Tosfos hold that Riyah is a Kenyan to Rabbanan, if it exists. I mean, the Havmin, if it exists, it's only to Rabbanan. Or the Svar of lack of Maisa, lack of Kavan applies even for Kenyan Amdiraisa. We don't know which root Rashi and Tosfos are going. So it pushes that question really back to the root of that sugya. So we're having a pilpul nagemar, having a maskar nagemar, is ri'iya kinyan. Well, what is it? There I say there I'm. So what's the easier of the two? What's a cinch? If you say this, then shir kedem today. If you say it's derabon, right? Much easier. Why is it easier? Derabon, you say whatever you want. They made the tachanas l'chamim. Why did they make it tachanas l'chamim for ri'iya? I would stop you and ask you, why did they made it tachanas for ri'iya? I'll tell you a secret. You know why? Why did they make it the Tekon of Dalad Amas? To protect people from fighting. What your foot's going to happen? Otherwise, it's going to be a tackling match. It's going to be a... It's going to be a Kol Yom Gvar. Two guys going to see him. It's they're going to go at it. It's like in the base of Mikdash, right? Mishnayis and Yuma. In the olden days, they used to have a race. Who gets up to the Mizbech first? So two guys are running up to the Mizbech. One guy was about to get them. The other guy, what? He checked them illegally against the boys. He threw him off the Mizbech. One day says he broke his leg. One day says he killed him. Whatever it was. Okay, so we don't want that to happen. It's bad enough it happened to the base of Mikdash. Every day, guys are going to be fighting over the silly talus. So therefore, the Chabim wanted we should live a little more civilized. So they made it the Kon of the Aramis. Maybe they made it the Kon of Ru'iyah even. Whatever it is, I can hear it. You want to tell me that the Kon of Chabim called Ru'iyah? Good, I'll accept it. I am Amunim b'Chachamim, I'm okay. The Chabim make a lot of Tekonas. I follow Muktzah, I like Neres Chanukah, I say Brachas. I can live with Dinam Durabon. I'm okay with that. But you want to tell me that's a derai, so you got a lot of work to do. You got a lot of work to do on many, many different fronts. You know why? You have two fundamental questions you have to answer me. If you want to tell me the kinyan ri'iyah somehow is a derai, at the end of the day, it's not. I don't want anyone to walk away with Rozlovsky said kinyan ri'iyah is a kinyan. No, it's not. At the end of the day, it's really not a kinyan. But we're talking about it. We're entertaining the possibility that's a real kinyan derai. You got a lot of work to do. What do you have to do? What? You need a mukkar, a pulse mukkar, something halacha machine somewhere. You gotta find me some kind. You can't just say it's a deraisa. To say a derabbanan, yeah, it's a derabbanan. Some days in between Moshe and Rav Ashi instituted it. Okay, good. Very nice, right there. But to say that it's a deraisa, you better find me a pulse. But no one. But not immediately. Where does it say it? Not only do you have to show me a mukkar, you have more work to do. You know why? You have a lot more work to do. The Gemara is talking about days where the Ri'iyah is a kinyan, right? But what type of a kinyan is the Gemara talking about? What type of an object? We're talking about a mitzia, right? Dovah Shalhef, something laying down on the street. So the Gemara is dreaming up, maybe, you can be kind of something. What? We're just merely what? Just merely seeing it. Understand? Kinyonim are not just a mechanism how to be zoichim in a hefker. What are kinyanim usually for? 9 out of 10 times, we're not zeichim hefker, but what? I go to the store, go to Pathbuck to buy a bag of potatoes. So there's a mahalach about how to be kind to things. So you're going to tell me that the havamin of the Gemara, that Re'i is a kinyan, oh, Re'i is a kinyan, so it's a kinyan for Mekcha Memkar also. I go to the store, there's a big sale that says potatoes for $3. I look at the bag of potatoes. Any mucham zuman, I was just kind of the potatoes. And now the potatoes self-destruct, they have to pay for them. That's true. That's what the Gemara thought. The Beis and Rav Mitzia. Before the Gemara discovered in America that Re'iyah is not kinyan, the Gemara thought that Re'iyah is a kinyan in Mekach HaMemkar also. That would be very, very expensive. That would be impossible. That's bad enough in the store and my kids start yanking things off the shelves. But everything they look at, every time you walk into Toys R Us, I have to have that toy. I have to. Can't live without it. Yesterday, I went to one store, my daughter, and she needed the nachos chips. She needed the cheese curls. We have 6,000 bags of cheese curls in the house. But she needed them right now. So I told her she can't have them. You know why? Because we're on the way home. I said, you can't have them before supper. You can't ruin your supper. I said, we're going to eat Fleishiks. So she said, no, she can have them after she doesn't wait very long. I said, what does that mean? She said, I only wait 2 minutes. And then she says, I only wash my mouth out with water. So then she outsmarted everybody. She came home and said, I'm not eating chicken because then I can't eat my nachos. So I had to make her something. So The whole thing ended up costing me more time to. Anyway. So the boy said, imagine that's the things that she pulls off the shelves. Imagine everything she saw, she was kind of. So did anybody ever see such a crazy thing? The Yakoinim Mekchamemker, the Re'ir B'Yam, it's impossible. So the boy said, what's going on in this thing? The Gemara is pilfering Re'ir. Is it Kenyan? Not a Kenyan? Maybe there's a Pasuk. Maybe there's a Mishnah. Maybe there's a Mocha. We don't know. The Gemara is entertaining the real possibility Re'ir is a Kenyan. It's qualifying as a Sugya. Re'ir. What did I call the name of the Sugya? Huh? Okay, I'm so nervous to write that. Because someone's going to think that. I'm Aritz. There is no such thing as a Kenyan Re'ir. So she write, Ain Kenyan Re'ir. What to call it? Re'ir Lav Kenyan? Something. But the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that it's kind of. So you want to tell me it's Derabon and Zolzayim. You want to tell me it's Deraisa? From where? From what? What kind of story is this? What? So comes the Ritva, right? Is it Rosh or the Ritva? The Ritva, right? The Ritva, right? Comes the Ritva and says, you know, don't be disturbed by the possibility of Re'ir being a Kenyan in the realm of Metzias and not quite being a Kenyan in the realm of Mekach HaMemker. There's a big difference between the two. By Mekach HaMemker, what are we trying to accomplish? If you really, really, darkest of kavod. I go into the store and I buy a bag of potatoes. What is happening when I'm buying a bag of potatoes? Really, two things are happening. Number one, Mr. Pathmark is no longer the bottom of the potatoes, and now Rabbi Sablowski is becoming the bottom of the potatoes. Again, it's all happening with Vasachas, but there are conceptually two different things that are happening. So every Maisekinian does two things. It's Meitzi Mishus HaMoicha, and it's Machdes Mishus HaLekech. Right? That makes sense. Dual trick. It's only by Mitzia, by Meitzias HaMitzia, but you don't really need something to be, what? It doesn't have to be Meitzi Miyad HaBailim. Why? There's no Bailim anymore. There's no Bailim. The Bailim is gone. So what's the purpose? What's the role of what I'm doing? All I'm doing is being Machlis L'Shus HaLekech. L'Shus HaZoicha. L'Kech HaZoicha. So comes through Ritva and says, conceptually, one could argue, that you need kinyonim fun hagbah for meshicha for real meister kinyonim of kesef and agav and chotzer and all these fancy delancy kinyonim. But mad devarim you need such as that kinyonim. That's when you're trying to be meitzi miyad hameicher. But by zechia min al metzia, where there is no such concept, all you're trying to do is merely just being. It's such an easy job. It's a cinch. You're just taking a davar shel hefker basically and being machzer to your rishus. Can sign the standards of kinyanim or less. So the Ritva takes a little bit of the sting out of the sugya. It means maybe Re'ir is a kinyan. In the end, of course, it's not. But maybe Re'ir is a kinyan. Maybe Re'ir is a kinyan deraisa. I lo shamanu davazem yoylam. There's no sugya. The whole fourth parak of Bar Mitzia talks about buying and selling betalklin, and no one does the Gemara even dream there's a kinyan of Re'ir. The answer is by buying and selling, it's not even a pipe dream. It's mamish and nothing. By Mitzia, it's up for discussion. So that only takes away part of the sting. It only takes away part of the issue. Okay, good. So we see that Mitzia may be less, the standards may be less. But the Ikar question is still problematic. The main dilemma in Asugya is still staring us in the face. Minolan. Re'ir Minolan. Kinyanim don't just happen, Minolan. Where are the main Sugyas of Kinyanim and Shas? What's the main Sugya of Kinyanim? It's not really about Mitzia. It's only Kedushin, first part of Kedushin. The first Mishnah in Kedushin talks about Isha, Niknes, Gimel Drachim. What's the Gemara's question all the time? What's the opening question about in Kiddushin, Abbeis? After the Gemara finishes up the story with whether it's Shalosh or Shalosh and Dover, what's the first real question? Kesef Minolan. As somebody once said to me, that's the answer to question to most projects in life. Kesef Minolan. You can have a grandiose plan, but if you don't have the money, it ain't not going anywhere. So Kesef Minolan. And when the Gemara finally finishes the Kesef Minolan, what's the Gemara's next question? Shtar Minolan. When the Gemara finishes that, Mia Minolan. Good. Yivam Niknes B'Yivam. Yivam Minolan. Kalitza Minolan. Everything's Minolan. And just in case you finished first 14 lot, you get the Daf Yudalet, and all of a sudden the Mishnah takes a little bit of a tangent off of Maseches Kedushin proper, and starts talking about other types of kinyanim. Every is nikna kesef menolan and shtar menolan. Then the Gemara Mishnah talks about every kanani menolan, betachla menolan, karka menolan. The whole first 29 blot of Maseches Kedushin deal with that fundamental question: kinyan menolan. A kinyan that's a kinyan deraisa needs a mocher. If it's a kinyan derabani, you know menolan. The rabbanu made it up. But if it's a kinyan deraisa, it's got to have a mocher. So if you want to somehow say that there is a kinyan deraisa, you have to start searching for a mocher. What possible mocher could you have? Again, we don't need a mocher that Re'i is a kid in a Mechamem, because it's already told us that it's not even on the charts. Just in the realm of Metziah, we're very, very limited in our scope over here. Just in the realm of Metziahs. Why would anybody think that Re'i is a Kenyan? Where would there even be such a concept of Re'i playing a role in a Shavu Saved in terms of Metziah? So I gave it away, right? In Hilchas Aveda, Hilchas Metziah, Shavas Aveda, there are multiple things that are happening. Parshas Shavas Aveda is a very, very complicated parsha, because there's a combination of a lot of different things going on. So first of all, Shavas Aveda involves a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah sasha bin HaTorah of Shavas Aveda. Hoshev Tashivam Yechicha. A mechuyev to do a Shavas Aveda. Again, assuming that it's a type of an Aveda that is torn Hashava. There's a simon on it, there's no yish, whatever the clothes, they got a little lemetzias to figure out what they are. But there's a mitzvah zesei of a Shavas Aveda. In addition to the mitzvah zesei, what else is there? There's also a lav of l'sucha l'salim. Right? The Torah says, v'salam tamim l'sucha l'salim, right? What is v'salam tamimim? What? Right, so l'salei means to hide yourself. So the Gemara comments in the Pesukim Gisei say, Lo sireh shor achicha v'salamta mehem. But first the Torah says, you should be v'salim. So the Pesuk shot is, the Torah says, no, lo sireh v'salamta mehem. Don't see it in v'salim. So what is the Gemara famous Russia? Parmeshet ha-v'salim. Sometimes you're allowed to look the other way. The Torah says, lo sucha l'salim. That's 99% of the time. But every once in a while, you're allowed to be v'salim. What's the example you're allowed to be v'salim? Right? One of the examples. You're walking in the street and you see something that's very big bizoyant to return. So, you know, you'll pick it up and make an announcement. I call Kerei that this guy lost this. So it's going to be very, very low to him. So you're not Mechutu. I wanted to see him this summer, so in camp. So there, I was walking somewhere and the guy dropped a pair of underwear. I don't know who it was. One of the guys, 50 guys in color. So a pair of underwear laying there on the floor. So I turned to Mary Yaakov, I said, for me to pick this up, it's not making a kol kerei that who in Kol lost their underwear. I said, this is mom, I'm not such a zokei, but it was a little bit chisa covered. So I said, yeah, you can do it. I said, you can do it. So he said to me, but Abba, even though you're not chayev, wouldn't that be the right thing to do? I said, you're right, that's what the Gemara says, but I'm not such a tzaddik. I said, the Gemara says the finish thing you're supposed to do. Okay. Anyway. So lo sucha l'salim. So there's a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, and there's an issa to be misalim, and then there's a third part of a Shavas Aveda. What is that? In a situation where Shavas Aveda doesn't apply, where the mitzvah isn't applicable, where the issa doesn't apply, so then there's a din of dinim amidus that whoever picks up the aveda finds his keepers. If I find an aveda and b'chiyai gavur, there's no mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, tachas zoich in the aveda. So there are really three distinct halachas of a Shavas Aveda. There's the lav of lo sucha l'salim. There's the mitzvah zesi of Hashem to Shivam Yachicha. And there's a third part, that there's a kinyan in dinim amidus. The emphasis is in the fourth part. You know what the fourth part is? When the person picks up the aveda in a situation where he has to return it, not only does he have a mitzvah, he now has a chiv of a shomer. He becomes what's called a shomer aveda, which is machlekes amarabi, the shomer chidmer, shomer sochor. And he has an achrayis in dinim amidus. If something happens to the aveda, he becomes chayef to pay, like any other shomer. Again, depending on his level, starg of achrayis. So the Emma says there are four different halachas that kick in Parshas Shavas Aveda. Four distinct halachas. There's the mitzvah se'asei of Hashem Teshivim. There's the lo se'asei of lo sucha l'salim. There's the din of Shomer Aveda. And then there's a din that when all else fails in a situation where the se'asei of lo se'asei don't apply, so then the halacha is, then you become a zeicha al aveda. These are four different halachas. So if I want to pinpoint the moment of truth, the moment in time when these halachas kick in, I need some help. I want to know at what precise moment of time am I chayav? Let me go backwards a little bit. As a shomer aveda, when does a shomer aveda become chayav and even mamonis to pay if something goes wrong? The object, he has the object, now the object gets ruined. What point? What's the answer? Like any other shomer, when does a shomer become chayav? Maybe what? So we're assumed for now it has to be a gil yaday, or instead of gil yaday, what we call it, a kinyan what? When he makes hagbah, when he picks up the object, that seems to be the time when he becomes the shomer. That's the point. He's responsible if something goes wrong with the aveda. When does the losa say kick in? What? When you see it. How do I know that? Losuchal esalem. Esalem means don't kovish ayin ki l'areil. So all of a sudden, this aloha kicks in mishas hagbah. This aloha kicks in mishas re'iyah. When does the mitzvah's essay of Hashavas Aveda begin? That's a much trickier question. Is the mitzvah's essay of Hashavas Aveda begin at the moment of Re'iyah? Or technically the mitzvah's essay of Hashavas Aveda is Hashav Teshivim Yechicha means, well, you weren't allowed to walk away without leaving, with just leaving at the essay, but mainly you picked it up. Once you picked it up, you become a chuyiv in the essay. So you got to learn Sugis Ve'ela Metzius for that. Sugis about the person sees the Aveda in the Beis HaKvaras, the Gemara says essay Dochalosos, they complicated Sugis. Brings back some hopefully wonderful memories from last year. But so we're going to leave this blank, all right? We don't really need the answer to that question for now. But we know for a fact that the Lo Sese kicks in Re'iyah, and the Shemir Aveda then kicks in Hagbah. And the mock of this is three words, Losuch al his Alev. Ha'alama means Halam is Ayin. Could one make the following case? That just as the Torah says that Aveda already starts at the moment of Re'iyah, even though something, it doesn't complete until the time of Hagbah, that's true. Could one argue that just as the Chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda kicks in at Re'iyah, even though it's miles away from me, I'm 100 feet away, I didn't pick it up, and I'm still Chayev in Hashavas Aveda, could it be that that Chiddush HaTorah carries over to Zeichel Aveda also? Even though this is different from other dinim mamonos, and again, it's not so disturbing because we've already explained to us that it makes sense that it's different from dinim mamonos because the whole point of Hashavas Aveda is merely to be nichmatas rishus hazoicha. You don't need a motzah rishus hamoicha. There is no moicha anymore. Could one argue that it's this halacha losuch al esalim that ultimately sets the stage for being zoicha in the Aveda from the shas of Re'i as well? The Torah basically tells us the moment of truth for Aveda is really honestly when? Is Re'iyah. It's all part of this Gzeres HaKosov of Losuch al HaSalim. And I'll tell you a secret. If that would be true, that you would be Zoicha on an Aveda Mishas Re'iyah, if it's a type of Aveda that requires a Shava, maybe you become a Shomer Aveda Mishas Re'iyah also. I don't know. I'm not sure. So maybe we can create a possibility to defend this idea of Re'iyah being a kidden by Aveda. We started out by saying that we're not so sure the Gemara was even properly on the level of their eyes, the level of their abundant. But we had some Rishonim who may have been indicating that way. So we're searching for some kind of a rationale to defend Kidin Re'iyah as being something on the level of their eyes. The Ritva took care of half the problem, and we're suggesting to touch up the rest of the story. The Rabbi said, it's all fine and dandy, it's all nice. It was a beautiful, fleeting Havamim. It didn't last very long, didn't even make it past the bottom of Beis Amid Aleph. At the end of the day, Re'iyah is not a kinyan. At the end of the day, the Gzeres HaKosov Losuch al HaSalem is only a Gzeres HaKosov in the Lo Saseh. It's nothing to do with being kind of the Aveda. You're only kind of the Aveda based on something else. It's not Re'iyah. That's for sure. It ain't Re'iyah. There's nothing to do with Re'iyah. Re'iyah is not a kinyan. That's clear as day. Maybe we thought it was, we didn't think it was, it's not. So I ask one question, Rabbi Sai. If Re'iyas HaMetziah is not the Kinyan, what is the way to be Zoicha on a Metziah? What's left? What's left? What does the Gemara say? I would have thought Re'iyah B'Yamakoni. I would have thought you don't have to have it come to your yad. Kamash Balan the Mishnah that it has to be a Soliyadeh. The only way to be kind of metzia is through what? What's the word here we have to put on? We have it here already. What? Agba, right? Right? We spent, you guys are so, got so bogged down, the Havamim, they forgot what the Maskot is. We spent 45 minutes explaining to you why Meir may have been a good Kenyan, but at the end of the day, it's not. Kamash Bulan, it's not. That's the end of the discussion. That's the mission of Vez, that's ultimately the mission of Yud. At the end of the day, Re'i is not a Kenyan, Hagbor is a Kenyan. I have one question to ask you. And what is that? What? Who's it? Hagbor min Olan. I wasted your time before with Re'i min Olan, even though Re'i in the end of the day we know is not really good. And I gave you a whole mashal from Kedushin that you can't just have Kenyanim, you have to have Raias, you have to have Mekavis, you have to have Psukim. So I'll challenge you, I'll turn the question back on its head. Hagbor min Olan. How do you know how to use Zoychan and Aveda? Who will you stay in the Chumash? I read Pashat Kisetze last week. Didn't do Pashat Kisetze? 2 Shabbosim ago. It said anything about Hagbah? Where does it say Hagbah? Not matter. Where does the word Hagbah appear? Anywhere in the Chumash. Forget about Pashat Aveda. So it's very nice to make fun of Kinyan Re'iyah and to negate Kinyan Re'iyah and say, yeah, Shmei Re'iyah, what's Re'iyah between? It's nothing. It's not a deraisa, not a derabbanan, it's nothing. We're going to take one big X and the whole sugi, everything we learned today is one big X. It's all wrong. It's all havamin. It's all not true. Okay. It just set us up for a much more powerful question. So, Agbam and Olin, the rest we got to work it out for us. Okay, hopefully we'll mention tomorrow. We'll try to put the final touches on the sugi, what the emes is in terms of how you're really kind of evaded, now that we know how you're not.